Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Howard Ward of GAMCO. This is right up your wheelhouse. You do not charge hedge fund fees. You charge straightforward mutual type fees.
Our mutual funds are straight long-only funds. We do have a small part of our business that is a merger arbitrage hedge fund, but almost all of our business is long-only equity. What you're talking about right here is the shift of an asset reallocation away from alternative investments in the direction of long-only equity. Now, this is the mirror image of 2008.
Right.
When the crisis hit and stocks plummeted, the institutions had a stampede out of stocks at the bottom into non-market correlated returns. They got non-market correlated returns. They got lousy returns for the last 5 years while the S&P had five-year CAGR of 20%.
Right.
So now, with this market having nearly tripled off the 666 intraday bottom in 2009, they're coming back. Capital chases returns.
And they're coming back a little bit after the war's been won. Howard, you and I know that hedge funds are basically blended in about a 3x fee structure over institutional money. I want to know the why. Why have hedge funds failed?
Well, I think that there's no predictability to most hedge funds. It's based on some kind of trading prowess. Now, contrast that to investing in the market. There's some predictability, especially over the longer term, correlating the stock market to GDP. So you know, if you're willing to hang in there for the long term, you have some sense of what your long-term return is going to be. Hedge funds, it's hit or miss. It's personal talent. Who knows? Mm. I would say maybe 20% of the hedge funds produce really good returns, and 80% do not.
Howard and I could go on for 3 hours on this topic this morning. Howard Ward is with us from GAMCO. As we see S&P high, like record high, things doing better than good, and futures advancing up to now up 5. Adam?
Yeah, boy, this is Howard's kind of day, and he is fired up. Good to have him on the show. Love having you here, Howard. All right, Bitcoin, do you remember it? It still trades over $600, even though China's made it illegal. Finland labels it a commodity, and the U.S. requires your social security number if you want to trade it. Well, now the domain name Bitcoin.com might be up for auction as the Mt. Gox exchange gets unwound in bankruptcy court. Our Brendan Greeley of Bloomberg Businessweek is with us. And Brendan, let me ask you, who besides the Bitcoin faithful might actually have interest in some of these assets?
Well, I think something's happening around Bitcoin, which is that when we saw the bubble earlier this year and the end of last year, that was speculation on the asset value of a Bitcoin. What you're seeing now, I think, is a very small amount of confidence in the possibility of Bitcoin as a means of transferring money. And I think one indicator that you can see, I talked to someone this morning who said that at the Bitcoin conferences, you're now seeing ex-Goldman traders show up looking at hedging instruments. Right. That means Bitcoin's getting boring.
We have a very illustrious desk here this morning. Brendan Greeley doesn't believe in Bitcoin. Howard Ward doesn't believe in Bitcoin. Scarlett's never let us know what she thinks.
It.
State the bull case.
And Tom, you and me. We're not believers.
That's it. I'll give you the bull case.
So if everybody held Bitcoin, this is not going to happen. But let's think in a platonically perfect Bitcoin world. If everybody held $100 of it for basic transactions, the transaction cost would be zero. It would be much cheaper than Visa. That's not going to happen. We know that. Volatility has been very high. Mm-hmm. It's going to be high for a long time. So when you add on basic services that prevent you from having to hold Bitcoin, if you have to trade it in, if you have to buy a kind of insurance, if you have to pay for a hedge for the value of it, that brings the transaction cost up. And I think the best way to look at it is significantly greater than zero, the transaction cost for Bitcoin. It is probably also significantly greater than the 2.5 that you pay MasterCard
and Visa. And without getting out the theory, or Howard, of late Marxian theory, or Brendan, you've talked about the great Nobel laureate Ronald Coase and his analysis of these systems. Is this a legitimate system, Howard Ward?
Well, time will tell, Tom. I'm very skeptical. I mean, this is not an official currency. Mm-hmm. We call it a currency. It's not.
The IRS says this is not what you guys think it is.
You know, no bank or government recognizes
it. A platform?
Well, so were tulips, you know, back in the 1700s. So,
may I quote you on that?
I'm very sorry that, I mean, I wish the people with Bitcoin well. I hope it does well for them. But I just don't see this becoming a institutional product for mainstream finance.
Brendan, there's something that people may or may not know in this country, M-Pesa in Kenya. It's the largest payments network there. It's effectively over a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Why is that working so well and Bitcoin seems to just kind of fallen by the wayside?
Well, it's a really good question, because M-Pesa is working because Kenya is still a cash economy. Despite the fact that they're very far ahead of us in terms of digital payments, they still need cash, which means you need a place to get cash into the M-Pesa system and back out. So M-Pesa, when it started, already had Safaricom's agents in booths all over the country. That network existed. There's not yet a comparable physical network for Bitcoin. I spoke to an economist at the University of Chicago School of Law. His name is David Evans. And I asked him about this yesterday. Is Bitcoin, as it is claimed, a way of providing financial services in the developing world? He was skeptical.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.